Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the topic of Merida B'Malchus. Baruch Hashem, we have already seen Niflaus Rabus Gedolus Vatsumas Mitaras Hashem. We are so fortunate. I am so thankful to the Rabbanu Shalom that I could learn this, particularly together with you. This is our seventh offering on this topic, again based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav David Zatzal. So, taking it from where we left off, it would appear that lo kol moired b'David have a mered b'malchus beis David. Not every time somebody rebels against David is he considered that he is rebelling against Malchus Beis David. V'rak ishamered hu al zeh she'einam Malchus shayeches lebeis David, only when the rebellion is on that the Malchus does not belong to Beis David, that's considered a mered to Malchus Beis David. Just because you rebel against David, that doesn't make you a Marid B'Malchus Beis David. What makes one a Marid against Malchus Beis David is when he's saying that the kingship does not belong to Beis David. V'kach haya etzel Sheva ben Bichri. That's the way it was by Sheva ben Bichri. Shamar ein lanu chelek b'David v'loi nachalo b'ben Yishai. In other words, the Malchus is not Nachalas Mishpachas David. V'chein b'yoyav, that he wanted to be noita achar Avshalom, like we saw in the previous shir, sheloya b'chlal beis David l'malchus, asa achar kachetzel Adoniyo, v'chein b'amosa she'omeret, haya b'mashlo hizik, es ishihuda b'mocham neveget sheva ben Bichri, k'mavur b'sanhedlin daf memtes amud alefanal, Lovei ki'ilu shehichzik b'sheva ben Bichri she'er mered al Malchus Beis David. So by Yoav wanting to go after Avshalom, that's against Malchus Beis David. Amasa rebelled when, like the Gemara tells us, he didn't cry out to Ishihuda to come wage war against Sheva ben Bichri. Sanhedrin Mem Tes Amud Aleph. So it's like Amasa was supporting Sheva ben Bichri against David HaMelech. And that's a Mered al Malchus Beis David. But anybody who's Mecharef and Megadef David himself, without Merid al Etzem Malchus Beis David, is not included in Moirid B'Malchus Beis David. V'zen nireh be'inyan Shimi ben Gera. That would appear to be what's going on in the whole Maisa with Shimi ben Gera. We need a lot of understanding in the Psukim, in Melachim Aleph, Perek Beis, and the Parshas Drachim talks about this in numerous places, and based on what we explain, we can understand very well. It says in Pasuk Mem Dalid, V'yomer HaMelech El Shimi Ato Yadato El Kol Ha'ro Asher Yoda Levovcha Asher Asisa LeDavid Ovi. What does it mean? Asher, you know all of the evil that your heart knew that you did to my father David. What do you mean, Yoda Levovcha? He said it in his heart. He said it outwardly. Shimi, he was Mevazet David. Ayin b'parshas drachim drush yud b'dibur amaschi l'bazeh yuvan u'b'drush yud aleph b'dibur amaschi l'bazeh. And he also asks, what does it mean v'heishiv ischa oscha b'roishcha? Hashem is going to return your wickedness upon your own head. So what more is there to do? Shlomo's going to kill him. Edin Mored B'Malchus. What's Veheshivis Lascha V'Roisha? What's added there? And also the Siyam in Pasuk Mem Hei V'Amelech Shlomo Yibaruch V'Chisei David Yiyen Nochoin Lifnei Hashem Ad Elam. King Shlomo shall be blessed forever, and the throne of David shall be established before Hashem forever. What is the Pasuk telling us over here? Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaParshas Drachim. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. We have to understand that Shimi Morad Klape David. Shimi was rebelling. Who did Shimi rebel against? Shimi rebelled against David. So what's it shayach David Savo L'Shlomo Acharei Shelo Nitchayev L'Shlomo? He wasn't mischayev to Shlomo, he's mischayev to David. So Mehechi Tesi that he should be chayev to David, chayev to Shlomo, he's only married to David. Vizeh kamo kushiyat ha-chemdas Yisrael sheheveinu be'achad mi'ashorim ha-kodmim. I already brought that kash, so it appeared she'omnam b'divrei shimi atzmoi b'shmuel beiz perek tezayin lo haya lecheruf v'geduf neged David atzmo. The shimi was only mecharif and megadif against David. She'eino inyan lemered b'malchei beiz David. That's not being married the kings of David. That's being married in David himself. V'harigasoi eino el reshus. And the harigas reshus is hopefully we're going to explain. And that's why David didn't kill him. And there was no bitul chiyuv harigas moirid b'malchus, because he wasn't moirid in the malchus. He started up with David, but not an etzem malchus based David. However, b'levavo yamachshavto shel shimi, in his heart of hearts, in his thoughts, it was against malchus based David. Just you can't punish for a machshava. And that's why David HaMelech didn't punish him. But since self, the emes was that he's moirid b'malchus based David, Shedin misasay masu lekol Yisrael, the kal v'chomer leShlomo, shebonet kayem din malchus beis David, haya boi chiyuv misa. Since soif the emes is that he rebelled against the kingship of the house of David, because that's what he was thinking in his heart, and his din misa, as we spoke about in the previous shiurim, is masu lekol Yisrael, the kal v'chomer leShlomo. And it's certainly given over to Shlomo, Elo shi efshar l'kaymo, but you can't be mekayim it. Umishum hachi, why can't you be mekayim this chiyuv misa? Because it wasn't outward. In other words, he was starting up with David, not with Malchus based David. Only in his heart it was against Malchus based David. So he has the Chi of Misa, but you can't do it because he didn't externalize it. He didn't verbalize it. His Marid against Malchus based David. And that's why, Umishumachi Tziva David L'Shlomo L'Achshiloi B'Mered. That's why David commanded Shlomo to be Machshil him in a rebellion, that he should stay in Yerushalayim and he shouldn't leave. It was told to Shlomo that Shimi had gone from Yerushalayim to Gat, and he returned.
That's why he was mischayev misa, because he was moirid. V'shuv k'sheyaharig mitzad zeh yiskayim bo gam chiyuv b'moirid b'malchus beis David. In other words, Shlomo gave him this command, and he said not to leave Yerushalayim. V'hayah b'yom tzeis chaveh avartes nachal kidroin. Yadaya teda ki mois tomus. Damcha yia b'roishecha. He said, listen, build for yourself a house in Yerushalayim and don't go forth here or there. And in the day that you go out and you pass over the Kidron Valley, you should know for certain that you should surely die. Your blood should be upon your head. So now he went, he was moired by Shlomo. And Shlomo said, you're getting a death penalty. And therefore he can also get him for being moired against Malchus Beis David. You know the evil that's in your heart. In other words, the Shahaya is a neged Beis David. You were going against Beis David, and that's why you were mischayev misa. And that's why I did a tatsdiki. I did a trick or a strategy to kill you as a moired b'malchus. V'nimtza shaharigaso mitzad moired b'malchus beis Davidi. So really, what's his hariga for? For being a moired b'malchus beis David. And on that, Shlomo concluded, Shlo yea kiyum lemeret shel shimi, ela lehefech hamelech Shlomo Baruch. Shlomo concluded that there will be no fulfillment of the rebellion of Shimi. It won't stay around. Lehefech, like the pasuk says, Hamelech Shlomo Baruch. In other words, that's the end of the merit of Shimi. He's going to die, and Hamelech Shlomo Baruch, King Shlomo, is going to be blessed. In other words, Mishum din Malchus beis David, which is Ayidei Shlomo. And then the Kisei David yiyeh nochoin lifnei Hashem ad oylam. And the throne of David will be prepared in front of Hashem, established in front of Hashem forever. You wanted to be moired mevatel Kisei David, and that's why there was a tzava to kill you. So connected that, corresponding to that, now the king of the throne of David will be established. And on that it says, Vayitzav HaMelech es Binayahu ben Yehoyada. And the king commanded Binayahu ben Yehoyada. Who is Vayitzav Vayifka bo Vayamos? And he killed him. Who is Binayahu ben Yehoyada? He was the Rosh of Sanhedrin, like we see in Brachas 4a. In other words, he killed him with the Sanhedrin, like we see in the Maritz Chayis and the Sefer Torah and Nevi'im B'Sefer Maimer. That's Kiyum Hadin L'Chiyuv. But Kanal Midivrei HaGemara, like we see in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and in Shabbos 56a, that Havalei L'Medani B'Sanhedrin should be done and married B'Malchus B'Sanhedrin. And that's why, since he was being killed with Marid B'Malchus Beis David, it was done by Binayo, in other words, with the Sanhedrin. So you see, Mavur, Mikol Mahalach of these Psukim, Sheyesh Chiyuv Moirid Miyuchad Al Malchus Beis David. So you see from here that there is a special, unique Chiyuv of one who rebels against Malchus Beis David. And that, as we explained, is the position of Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish was holding that Sheva ben Bichri was a Murid B'Malchus Beis David, and therefore his dam is mutter to everybody. And that's why he paskins that when you, if the Goyim say, either give us this person or I'll kill all of you, only if this person is Mechuyav Misa, you'll have to give him. And because the Reish Lakish holds that it's Sheva ben Bichri who is Mechuyav Misa. Everybody. Because he was married by Malchus Beis David. Rosh Rabbi Yochanan holds that he wasn't Mechuyev Misa to everyone, and therefore, when they singled him out and they gave Sheva ben Bichri, so it was because they singled him out, not because there's a chi of miyuchad b'marid b'malchus beis David. And that's why the Rambam, you see from the whole mahalach of the sugi here, the Rambam paskin that it's going like Reish Lakish. He was mechuyev of Misa. And really, that's the way the Rambam paskin, because that's where he learned the psukim. And that's how we started in the previous year, I think, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Malchus based David is no different than any other Marit Malchus, and only Ein Lo Damim Biyachas LaMelech, and LaChayim is a Nefesh Gamor. And Reish Lakish holds that Malchus based David is Ein Lo Damim Biyachas LaKulam. So we proved in the previous year that from the Sugya that Ein Lo Damim Biyachas LaKulam. And now we're proving it from the Psukim, and that's why the Rambam Paskins like Reish Lakish. So from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's like Reish Lakish, and here also it's like Reish Lakish. Normally pass like Rabbi Yochanan, but not here. Okay, so that's terrific. Taka the Briska Rav, Ala Torah, and Oskof Yad Beis brings B'Shem Reb Chaim, the Senyan of Chi of Merida Meyuchad B'Machos Beis David. Like we've been speaking about, that anybody can kill him. And there he discusses the idea that it's only Cholek Al Etzim B'Chiraz Beis David. He's being Cholek on the choice of the house of David, and not some Muzmorid B'Melech, who just happens to be Mi Beis David. And Sheva ben Bichri, Morad B'Malchus Beis David. But he says not Shimi ben Gera. That's not like we learned Pshat in Shimi ben Gera, that he was Morad B'Malchus Beis David. And that's how he explains how Shlomo killed Yoav, even though he wasn't Morad M'Shlomo. So he's Morad B'Malchus Beis David. So B'Ikar Advarim, what we're saying is like the Brisker offering to the name of his father. The Avni Nezer, he in Yeridea, in the famous Tshuva, in Simen Shin Yud Beis, in Ois Yud Ches, he writes, Shemashi Yatza, Uchavim, Mulcham, Al Anshe Yisrael, were Mamlech Yeravam, who was Midin Moirid B'Malchus. They were Moirid B'Malchus, that's why Uchavim went out to war. When they were Mamlech Yeravam. Then he was Tameya, שאף על פי שרחובם היה יורש, מכל מקום כל שלו מינו, אינו עם מלך, כמה שכוסף שם, אין שם. He doesn't understand that רחובם was king, but there was no minu yet. There was no appointment, so how could they רחובם go out to war על אנשי ישראל ורמם לכי רבם? So what morate is there? He's not the king yet. So based on what we said, it's very good. Because the Merida was a special Merida al Malchus Beis David. Because Yeravam, who wasn't Mid Beis David, took the kingship, and therefore they're considered rebellious against Malchus Beis David, even though Rechavam was not yet king. And he also discusses Ishbosheth had a din Moirad, he wasn't Malch David. And then Shem Yishmuel there asks, I, David, hadn't yet been king. When Ishbosheth went with Shaul, David hadn't yet been king. So how's it Shaykh Merida called Shaloi Malach? So based on what we said, it's very good. Because it's Merida, based David, you don't need a Melech Prati, as long as it's based David. And that's why Shlomo killed out to Merida B'Melech. So this is Gevaldik, and we still have a Welt more to say. But the fast Maruba lo the fast, sweet friends, you know, there's so much here, but I don't wanna overload the brain cells, you know. So please stay tuned, and we're going to see, please God, more niflos mitaras Hashem, and it's going to be phenomenal. So it's we've already seen niflos, but there's so much more. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening until now. Shalom, shalom.